Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. This is Pamela Clark, and I am filling in slash kind of taking over for Barbara Bullon, who was our host for the Civil Rights Show. She was a volunteer with us and has decided to move on. We wish her all the best. We do think the Civil Rights Show is very important. We're hoping to find another host to kind of take over where she left off, but in the meantime, I am going to try to start where she left off, but maybe in a different way. I would like to kind of review some timelines in American history and discuss some things that she hadn't got to yet, and so we'll get right on into it. I hope you enjoy the show, and if you have any suggestions or feedback, we'd love to hear from you. You can send those messages to newheightseducation@yahoo.com, and you can also visit radio.newheightseducation.org for updates. And okay, let's get right on into it. I want to discuss first with you a timeline for Americans' slavery and civil rights in general. So we're going to go forward and backwards and going to kind of fill in some things and see where we end up. Alrighty, let's get right on into it. The first bit of information that I have is from thehistoryreader.com. And it says, Dispatches in History from the St. Martin's Publishing Group. And it's an American slavery timeline, 1492 to 1776. So I'm going to share this with you. And then I have another timeline as well, and we're going to discuss many different things to do with civil rights, not just slavery in general, which is a very serious issue. Okay, so this was written by Kenneth C. Davis, and actually was posted September 20, 2016. And it says, Slavery in America began in the early 17th century and continued to be practiced for the next 250 years by the colonies and states. Slaves, mostly from Africa, worked in production of tobacco crops and later cotton with the invention of the cotton gin in 1793. Along with the growing demand for the product in Europe, the use of slaves in the South became a foundation of their economy. In the late 18th century, the abolitionist movement began in the North, and the country began to divide over the issue between the North and the South. By 1820, the Missouri Compromise banned slavery in all new Western territories, which Southern states saw as a threat to the institution of slavery itself. In 1857, the Supreme Court decision known as the Dred Scott decision said that Negroes, the term then used to describe the African race, were not citizens and had no rights of citizenship. Therefore, slaves that escaped to free states were not free, but remained the property of their owners and must be returned to them. The American slavery timeline from 1492 to 1663. In 1492, Columbus made the first of four voyages to the New World. Black men arrived with Columbus as sailors, and other Africans came as soldiers with the Spanish explorers who later conquer and colonize the Caribbean islands and the Americas. In August 20, 1619, 20 Africans are brought to the English colony of Jamestown, Virginia. They are sold as indentured servants. These African captives must work for a period of time but are promised their freedom. Although not the first Africans in North America, they were considered to the first Africans to settle in the future United States. In 1624, the Dutch colony of New Amsterdam, later New York, is founded by approximately 100 settlers. Within a year, as many as 11 black African male slaves arrived from Angola. In 1638, the first American ship carrying enslaved Africans from the Caribbean island of Barbados, the Desiree, sails into the Boston Harbor. The Desire sails into the Boston Harbor. Its cargo also includes salt, cotton, and tobacco. In 1645, the Rainbow, the first American ship bound for Africa to trade for captives and return them to America, sails from Boston. In 1652, Rhode Island, a new England colony, outlaws slavery, but the slave trade becomes so profitable that slavery is later permitted in Newport, Rhode Island, and emerges as a major slave port. In 1662, a Virginia law declares that children take on the status of their mothers. Under this law, children born of enslaved mothers are also enslaved, even if their father is white and free. American slavery timeline, 1664 to 1700. In 1664, the British establish legal slavery when they take over the colonies of New York and New Jersey. Maryland passes a similar law, which also states that freeborn women who marry enslaved men are considered enslaved. In 1684, Africans are imported into Philadelphia, beginning a thriving slave trade in that city. In 1688, in Germantown, near Philadelphia, four Quakers issue what is considered the first American anti-slavery petition, based on the Golden Rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The petition asks fellow Quakers to give up their slaves. In 1694, South Carolina begins to grow. A boom in rice farming creates an increased demand for slave labor. In 1700 in Boston, Judge Samuel Sewall, one of the judges in the famous Salem witch trials, writes one of the first anti-slavery tracts in America. In The Selling of Joseph, he writes, quote, "All men, as they are the sons of Adam, have equal right in unto liberty," end of quote. By 1700, there are approximately 28,000 black men in British North America, and about 11% of the total population, then estimated around 250,000. Enslaved people are being imported into Virginia at the rate of 1,000 per year. The African slave trade becomes the world's most profitable business during the 18th century. In American slavery timeline, 1705 to 1754, in 1705, Massachusetts declares marriage between white and blacks illegal. Virginia rules that slaves are real estate, restricts their travel, and calls for stricter penalties for marriage or sexual relations between the races. which had been illegal since 1691. In 1713, the Quaker opposition to slavery in Philadelphia continues to grow. Some Quakers develop a plan for emancipating slaves and returning them to their native lands in Africa. In 1739, the Stono Rebellion, as a violent slave uprising, is put down in South Carolina. 30 white people and 44 black people die in the violence. In 1754, John Woolman, a Philadelphia Quaker and tailor, publishes some considerations on the keeping of Negroes, recommended to the professors of Christianity in every denomination, by arguing that slaves is unchristian and cruel. It becomes the most widely distributed anti-slavery work before the Revolution. In the American slavery timeline from 1754 to 1776, 1758, Philadelphia Quakers stopped buying and selling slaves and press for outright abolition of slavery. They want to get rid of it. Quakers in other states and London follow suit. 1770, Anthony Benzet, a Quaker schoolteacher, begins a school for free blacks in Philadelphia. He helps hundreds of black people, some free and others enslaved, learn to read and write. In New England, slaves petition colonial legislators from 1773 to 1779 for freedom. In 1775, the American Revolution begins in April. Lord Dunmore, the royal governor of Virginia, offers freedom to any enslaved people who escape and join the king's forces. Patriots fight in all of the early battles of the Revolution. Excuse me. Other escaped slaves joined the British Army. General Washington initially refuses to allow blacks to serve, but later reverses that policy. Black soldiers eventually account for between 10 and 20% of the Continental Army and the Navy. In 1776, the Continental Congress adopts the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia. During the debates, Congress removes a passage in Thomas Jefferson's draft that condemns the slave trade. Okay, so that is the end of that timeline. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hello, listeners. If you're enjoying the New Heights Show on education and want to support or donate to our organization, please visit www.newheightseducation.org. And while you're there, check out our online store.
Welcome back to the New Heights Show on Education. This is the show on civil rights, and I'm Pamela Clark, your host. So I'm going to share another timeline because it's a little bit different in some places than in the last timeline. This is taken from itsuandi.org, so it's itsuandi.org. I'm not sure why the timelines can be different, but I thought it was worth going over. So, anyways, this is the timeline from 1501 to 1865. In 1501, African slaves in the New World, Spanish settlers bring slaves from Africa to Santo Domingo, now the capital of the Dominican Republic. In 1522, there was a slave revolt. The Caribbean slaves rebel in the Caribbean island of Hispaniola, which now comprises of Haiti and Dominican Republic. In 1562, the Britain joined slave trade. John Hawkins, the first Briton to take part in the slave trade, makes a huge profit hauling human cargo from Africa to Hispaniola. In 1581, slaves in Florida, Spanish residents in St. Augustine, and the first permanent settlement in Florida import African slaves. In 1612, the first commercial tobacco crop is raised in Jamestown, Virginia. In 1619, 20 slaves in Virginia, Africans brought to Jamestown, are the first slaves imported into the Britain's North American colonies. Like indentured servants, they were probably freed after a fixed period of service. In 1626, the Dutch West India Company imports 11 black male slaves into the New Netherlands. And in 1636, the colonial North American slave trade begins when the first American slave carrier, the Desiree, is built and launched in Massachusetts. I'm having a weird day. In 1640, John Punch, a runaway black servant, is sentenced to servitude for life. His two white companions are given extended terms of servitude. Punch is the first documented slave for life. In 1640, the Netherlands law forbids residents from harboring or freeing runaway slaves. And in 1641, the Angelo marriage is the first recorded marriage between blacks in New Amsterdam. In 1641, the Massachusetts is the first colony to legalize slavery. In 1642, New England Confederate and Confederation of Plymouth, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New Haven adopts a fugitive slave law. In 1650, Connecticut legalizes slavery. 1652, Rhode Island passes laws restricting slavery and forbidding enslavement for more than 10 years. In 1652, also, Massachusetts requires all black and Indian servants to receive military training. In 1654, a Virginia court grants blacks the rights to hold slaves. Then in 1657, Virginia passes the Fugitive Slave Law. And in 1660, Charles II, King of England, orders the Council of Foreign Plantations to devise strategies for converting slaves and servants to Christianity. In 1662, hereditary slavery Virginia law decrees that children of black mothers shall be bond or free according to the condition of the mother. In 1662, Massachusetts reverses a ruling dating back to 1652, which allowed blacks to train in arms. New York, Connecticut, and New Hampshire passed similar laws restricting the bearing of arms. In 1663, in Gloucester County, Virginia, the first documented slave rebellion in the colonies takes place. Also in 1663, Maryland legalizes slavery. And also in 1663, Charles II, King of England, gives the Carolinas to proprietors. Until the 1680s, most settlers in the region are small landowners from Barbados. In 1664, New York and New Jersey legalized slavery. In 1664, Maryland is the first colony to take legal action against marriages between white women and black men. Also in 1664, the state of Maryland mandates lifelong servitude for all black slaves. New York, New Jersey, the Carolinas, and Virginia all passed similar laws. In 1666, Maryland passes a fugitive slave law. And in 1667, Virginia declares that Christian baptism will not alter a person's status as a slave. In 1668, New Jersey passes a fugitive slave law. In 1670, the state of Virginia prohibits free blacks and Indians from keeping Christian or white servants. 1674, New York declares that blacks who convert to Christianity after their enslavement will not be free. In 1676, in Virginia, black slaves and black and white indentured servants band together to participate in Bacon's Rebellion. In 1680, the states of Virginia forbids black and slaves from bearing arms, prohibits blacks from congregating in large numbers, and mandates harsh punishment for slaves who assault Christians or attempt escape. Little food for thought there. We're seeing some of this in different ways right now, where there's specific individual like Christians that are actually on the opposite end of this now, or gun owners, or other people that the government is trying to take civil rights from, to silence. So we do see some of this repeating, and why did they not want blacks? And I don't like the terms blacks and whites. I don't like someone just by color, because really there's there's very few really, really white people or really, really black people or brown. People are much more than a color of their skin. That's my opinion. And I stand by it. We are much more than a color. So I don't like this wording, obviously, but some of this is still happening. There's civil rights issues today that mirror these in different ways, but still mirror them the same. 1682, Virginia declares that all imported black servants are slaves for life. 1684, New York makes it illegal for slaves to sell goods. 1688, the Pennsylvania Quakers pass the first formal anti-slavery resolution. In 1691, Virginia passes the first anti-miscegenation law forbidding marriages between whites and blacks or whites and Native Americans. 1691, Virginia prohibits the manumission of slaves within its borders. Manumitted slaves are forced to leave the colony. 1691, South Carolina passes the first comprehensive slave codes. And in 1694, rice cultivation is introduced into Carolina, and slave importation increases dramatically. In 1696, the Royal African Trade Company loses its monopoly in England. New England colonists enter the slave trade. In 1700, the Pennsylvania legalizes slavery, and New York passes an act for regulating slaves. Among the prohibitions of this act are meetings of more than three slaves, trading by slaves, and testimony by slaves in court. In 1703, Massachusetts requires those masters who liberate slaves to provide a bond of 50 pounds or more in the event that the freedom becomes a public charge. In 1703, Connecticut assigns the punishment of whipping to any slaves who disturb the peace or assault whites. Also in 1703, Rhode Island makes it illegal for blacks and Indians to walk at night without passes. 1705, slaves, that property describing slaves as real estate. Virginia lawmakers allow owners to bequeath their slaves. The same law allowed masters to kill and destroy runaways. In 1705, the Virginia Slave Code codifies slave status, declaring all non-Christian servants entering the colony to be slaves. It defines all slaves as real estate, acquits masters who kill slaves during punishment, forbids slaves and free colored people from physically assaulting white persons, and denies slaves the right to bear arms or move abroad without written permission. Also in 1705, New York declares that punishment by execution will be applied to certain runaway slaves. 1705, Massachusetts makes marriage and sexual relations between blacks and whites illegal. In 1706, New York declares blacks, Indians, and slaves who kill white people to be subject to the death penalty. In 1706, Connecticut requires that Indians, mulattoes, black servants all gain permission from their masters to engage in trade. In 1708, the southern colonies require militia captains to enlist and train one slave for every white soldier. 1708, Rhode Island requires the slaves be accompanied by their masters when visiting the homes of free persons. In 1708, blacks outnumber whites in South Carolina. In 1710, New York forbids blacks, Indians, mulattoes from walking at night without lighted lanterns. In 1711, Pennsylvania prohibits the importation of blacks and Indians. 1711, Rhode Island prohibits the clandestine importation of black and Indian slaves. 1712, the Slave Revolt. New York slaves in New York City kills whites during an uprising, later squelching by the militia. 19 rebels are executed. 1712, New York declares it's illegal for black and Indians and slaves to murder other blacks, Indians, and slaves. 1712, New York forbids freed blacks, Indians, mulatto slaves from owning real estate and holding property. Also in Charleston, South Carolina, slaves are forbidden from hiring themselves out. In 1715, Rhode Island legalizes slavery. In 1750, also in Maryland, declares all slaves entering the province and their descendants to be slaves for life. 1717, New York enacts a fugitive slave law. 1723, Virginia abolishes manumissions. 1724, French Louisiana prohibits slaves from marrying without the permission of their owners. In 1730 to 1750, the number of male and female slaves imported to North American British colonies balances out for the first time. In 1731, the Spanish reverse a 1730 decision and declare that slaves fleeing to Florida from Carolina will not be sold or returned. In 1732, slaves aboard the ship of New Hampshire, Captain John Major kill both captain and crew, seizing the vessel and its cargo. In 1733, Quaker Elihu Coleman's a testimony against that of anti-Christian practice of making slaves of men is published. In 1735, under an English law, Georgia prohibits the importation and use of black slaves. And in 1735, Georgia petitions Britain for the legalization of slavery. Also in 1735, Louis XV, King of France, declares that when an enslaved woman gives birth to the child of a free man, neither mother nor child can be sold. Further, after a certain time, mother and child would be freed. In 1738, Georgia's trustees permit the importation of black slaves. 1738, Spanish Florida promises freedom and land to runaway slaves. In 1739, slaves in Stona, South Carolina rebel, sacking and burning an armory and killing whites. Some 75 slaves in South Carolina steal weapons and flee toward freedom in Florida, then under the Spanish rule. Crushed by the South Carolina militia, the revolt results in the deaths of 40 blacks and 20 white. The colonial militia puts an end to the rebellion before the slaves are able to reach freedom in Florida. In 1740, South Carolina passes the Comprehensive Negro Act, making it illegal for slaves to move abroad and assemble in groups, raise food, earn money, and learn to read English. Owners are permitted to kill rebellious slaves if necessary. Also in 1740, Georgia and Carolina attempt to evade Florida in retaliation for the territory's policy toward runaways. In 1749, Georgia repeals its prohibition and permits the importation of black slaves. 1751, George II repeals the 1705 Act, making slaves real estate in Virginia. In 1758, Pennsylvania Quakers forbid their members from owning slaves or participating in the slave trade. 1760, New Jersey prohibits the enlistment of slaves in the militia without their master's permission. In 1767, the Virginia House of Burgess boycotts the British slave trade in protest of the Townsend Act. Georgia and the Carolinas follow suit. In 1770, the escaped slave, of course, Crispus attacks, is killed by British forces in Boston, Massachusetts. He is one of the first colonists to die in the war for independence. In 1772, James Albert Ukasaw, Saw's writes, I'm so sure I butchered that, I apologize, writes the first autobiographical slave narrative. In 1773, the first separate black church in America is founded in South Carolina. Also in 1773, the slaves in Massachusetts unsuccessfully petition the government for their freedom. Also in 1773, Phyllis Wheatley becomes the first published African-American poet when a London publishing company releases a collection of her verse. Now, that brings us to the end of today's show. We were going to pick up in 1775 on the next show, continue to go through the timeline, and discuss some different things before we kind of break things up and discuss things more in depth. I want to remind you, this show will continue to air on Sundays by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be half an hour show. If you'd like to see an hour show, let me know. We'd like to kind of have the audience's advice on that. And if you want to be a guest on our show, you can also reach out at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. to learn more about our organization and how we combat civil rights issues regarding educational topics, you can go to newheightseducation.org. Until next time. We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.